Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hi, this is Phil. I'm going to share with you Mark, something from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came out from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons in his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by a legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. Wow, what a story. Jesus takes his new disciples to the other side of the lake, to a very foreign, very non-Jewish culture, lands in an unclean cemetery, is confronted by a dangerous man possessed by a multitude of demons. You have to wonder if any of the disciples complained to the tour guide who set up this trip. But no, this incident was no accident. Jesus used this very bad situation to show his power over evil. It's interesting to note the people's reaction. Upon hearing from the swineherds of what had happened to a fortune in pigs and coming out to see for themselves, they see the well-known uncontrollable man sitting there calmly, dressed in his right mind. The reaction? They were afraid and asked Jesus, "Please, just leave." They just didn't know how to cope with such a demonstration of power. And Jesus tells the healed man to stay there and go home and tell his family what God had done for him. We don't hear again of the man or what the effect was on his family or on his neighbors. What did they think when 3 years later they heard that this man had been, Jesus, had been crucified? When the disciples took the gospel beyond Israel, did the people of Gerasenes remember what Jesus had done that day in the cemetery? I'm inclined to think they did remember, and that many believed in Jesus. And I'm sure at least one man remembered. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be open when your Spirit prompts us. Help us to be instruments in your hands to lift up others who need encouragement or a kind word or a helping hand. Help us to understand how to love even those who aren't likable, like Jesus did. Amen.